I have a question in light of this. How do the things that have happened to this people before in this chapter, how did that prepare them for this experience? Which we have the serpent lifted up, and we have the well that they came to.
I thought that that was very important, John, as a precursor also to what Brother Emil brought forth, that chapter 21 in the beginning is bringing us into the truth of learning the flesh for what it is and what it is not. And in so doing, it's the truth really of Romans 8. The learning the flesh in the fiery serpents and the new generation, because from here there is a new generation. The old generation is past where Israel is concerned. And Numbers 21 introduces us to what is brand new, what is heading into the promised land. And what has happened in learning the flesh in its character, its awful character, then there is the response of refreshment in the many wells that are opened up to them. So it is what is, I think, preparatory to understanding these two kings and the characteristical feature of the flesh that is known in these two kings.
Maybe just a statement to build on what you said is that what they did was they actually murmured against Christ. They murmured about the manna. And thus, God had to deal with them in a severe way. Because if they weren't satisfied with Christ, how could they ever rightly enjoy or appreciate anything else that God would give?
The journey through the Red Sea, the journey through the wilderness caused the people to become weary. It was a long journey. This is what we experience as we travel through this world. It's a long journey. And therefore, as our brother just pointed out, they began to murmur, complain about the lack or the type of food. The picture that is given there when they say, our soul loatheth this light bread. When we think of the bread that God gave them, it was the food, it was God, this word of God tells us, it was angels' food. It was the bread, the finest of the wheat that God gave. And this they loathed as they were passing on. You know, when you're discouraged because of the way, you're at a time of weakness. And how often are we discouraged? And so the lesson is for us, the Lord has something to teach us. Now, he doesn't immediately give them the bread, but he sends the fiery serpents. And they have to learn the sting of death. All the Israelites did. And when they were smitten, and the sting of death, it's then that they come to say in verse 7, they came to Moses and said, we have sinned. We have sinned. There was an acknowledgement that was necessary, what was in them. Sin in the flesh. And then the serpent is set up. We find in the third chapter of John's Gospel, even as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. And we read it there in its context, we see the spiritual application. The cross of Christ has answered for that before God. And then when they recognize this, then with that serpent there, a picture of Christ lifted up on the cross that met our need. answer to our need before God. And when that took place, they looked up to him, looked up to the serpent, and they were healed. They lived. And so they recognized life after death in relation to Christ, who had gone into death. And now they go forward. And immediately, the thing they complained about, the dryness, the lack of water, now we find they move forward in their spiritual life and experience. And that brings them then to these heights, to the plains of Moab, where they encamped together. Not as was said already yet in the land. The land was still ahead of them. But what God desires, that we enjoy the good of the land by faith, have that before us as the object, as the hope that lies before us. We move on towards that. And in the meanwhile, we are able to enjoy the provisions that He's made for us along the way that we need, even in a natural sense. And we cannot do without it. But in that very fact, we are brought to that place where we learn there are new enemies. And the enemy of our souls, the real enemy, he desires to hinder our spiritual progress, using these very circumstances as the occasion for it.
So, the topic being warfare and possessing physical things, they learn that there's life by looking upward. They learn where refreshment comes from. And then we come to our topic, which is warfare. And they send messengers. And the desire of the children of Israel isn't to possess anything. It's to pass through unhindered. And all the hostility, because we use the word hostility, we use the word warfare. But all of the hostility, all of the negative, comes from the enemy. You don't see physical and carnal desires on the part of the children of Israel. Everything negative, everything is coming from the enemy. So when we're talking about warfare, it's not a desire to have battle. It's not a desire to conquer anything physically. It's not even a desire to have anything physically. But can we discuss this, the attitude? Because again, we are talking about warfare, but it seems like all of the thoughts of war come from the other side.